All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Now, I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood anxiety whisperer here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. You ever feel like your brain is a hamster wheel on overdrive? Like thoughts are spinning faster than a top at a circus? Yeah, me too. And let's be real, stress and anxiety seem to be the unwelcome house guests showing up more often these days, right? But here's the good news. You don't have to surrender your anxiety to them. We've got tools. Folks, tools that can help you regain control and find that inner peace. Today, we're diving deep into one powerful technique, visualization, and how it can be your secret weapon against those pesky anxieties. Now, I know what you're thinking. Visualization? Isn't that something hippies do in yoga classes? Well, hold onto your hats, because this is way more than just picturing a beach sunset, though that wouldn't hurt. Visualization is a scientifically proven technique, yes, science backs it up, that can actually rewire your brain and help you manage stress. Think of it as mental training for your mind. You're basically creating a positive mental landscape, one where calm reigns supreme. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your visualization journey. 1. It's not about wishing, it's about planning. Visualization isn't just daydreaming, it's about actively crafting a mental image of the situation you want to achieve. Imagine yourself walking into that big meeting, feeling confident and collected. See yourself acing that presentation, feeling proud of your accomplishment. Make it vivid, make it detailed. 2. Engage all your senses. Don't just see it in your mind, hear the sound of applause after your successful presentation. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin as you visualize yourself relaxing on a beach, smell that fresh ocean air. The more senses involved, the stronger the impact. It's like creating a mini vacation for your brain. 3. Practice makes perfect. Just like learning a new instrument or mastering a sport, visualization takes practice. Start with small goals and gradually work your way up to bigger ones. Even 5 minutes of daily visualization can make a world of difference. 4. Be patient and persistent. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight. This is about rewiring your brain, folks. It takes time and consistency. Think of it as a muscle you're training. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. 5. Don't be afraid to tweak it. Your visualization should feel authentic and comfortable. Don't force yourself into scenarios that feel unnatural or overwhelming. If something doesn't work, change it. This is your mental space. Make it yours. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding like a drum solo, and you can practically hear the audience breathing. That familiar feeling of anxiety starts creeping in, right? But then, remember those visualization techniques we talked about. Before you even step on stage, close your eyes for a minute. Picture yourself calm, confident, and in control. See yourself delivering the presentation with ease, engaging the audience, and nailing it. Feel that sense of accomplishment wash over you as you imagine the positive response. Now open your eyes and step onto that stage, feeling empowered and ready to rock it. That's the power of visualization, turning those anxious thoughts into a roadmap for success. It's like having your own personal pep talk, but this time, it's coming from within. So, there you have it, folks. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help you manage stress and anxiety. By creating positive mental images and engaging all your senses, you can rewire your brain and take control of those anxious feelings. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep visualizing, keep believing, and keep conquering. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little extra calm in their life. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.